At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I will start with what I thought was most interesting. Great question there on in-season development for the rookies. Kevin was very generic, but he did make, you know, not just for rookies, or not just for rookie quarterbacks, but ongoing development for all of them. They're going to be extremely intentional with that and talked about, I thought this was the most interesting part, bringing them along with extra meeting time and practice time that fits within the rules.
No, it's nice. That's good. I mean, and he's by everything we've seen documented, he's taken real interest in a lot of this rookie class.
Yeah.
As he should. Like, the rookie classes right now, it's the thing that everyone gets to kind of, like, hang your head up high about when you talk about this Browns roster.
Well, and I just think, like, listen, I have no doubt that they're going to give Dylan Gabriel a plethora of opportunities in camp, in season to get ready. Like, it really wouldn't surprise me. What was the number you threw out the other day? 85 to 90% of the reps is what
starting the quarterback typically get. Okay. Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if Dylan was getting 25% of the snaps at one point, or 30% of the snaps as the Browns start to look ahead. I think the most interesting one, not because it's Shador, but because it's the third quarterback who happens to have the perception is he has a higher physical ceiling than Dylan Gabriel, a perception I believe in as well. Does he get any of the reps, or is his reps predominantly or maybe only specifically, at least when Joe's the starter, on scout team?
So it is interesting because typically, I mean, he would be scout team and you wouldn't think anything else of it. But if we're going to do this in an unorthodox way, maybe they continue to do this in an unorthodox way and Shador actually gets some reps. But I would highly doubt it. It's just not how this is ever really done.
I think my worry, not necessarily with Dylan. Right, because Dylan is the backup, so you can frame this in a specific way. And I think Kevin, this is where Kevin, I think his ability to be shrewd is actually is a benefit here. Mm-hmm. Just understanding that if you take too many reps away from Joe Flacco, your plan is going to become too obvious, and it's going to start to look like you're not doing everything you can to win. This gets back to the thing you and I talked about, the push and pull between ball control and simplify the offense. Let's have this identity, which is run the ball a lot, run the ball with authority, based off an offensive line that the best thing they do as constructed right now is running the damn ball, then play action off that, and then you get select throws from there, versus let Joe Flacco cook, because that's a guy who can still win you games single-handedly at this point in his career, even if he can lose you those games single-handedly as well.
So I thought Ashley made a really good point on that, because she highlighted the idea that it's almost like Stefanski takes a pride in being able to go from one quarterback to another and adapt to what that quarterback needs. You know, some quarterbacks and some coaches, I feel like you're right, and it would be, we set it up for this quarterback and now we're just kind of screwed because it's the only thing we have set up and there's nothing really else we can do. But Stefanski in his time here has taken like a unique pride to the ability of, okay, this was our quarterback, now we have to go to this guy and this guy does things a little bit differently, so I'll make it for this quarterback, and catering it to the new quarterback that he has.
So he has taken a pride in it. I don't know how, outside of last year where they swapped out coordinators, they swapped out the blocking scheme. I don't know that that was the intent, but I think Andy Dickerson came up and said, why don't we do nothing? But I think he takes pride in it. I don't think he gets credit for it. Like, he built the offense around Jacoby Brissett and then plugged Deshaun Watson into it in 2023. Obviously, 2024 was kind of... I go all the way back to 2022. Then 2023, you never really had a chance to identify what you were doing, but I think the most truest... Like, I don't see a lot of difference other than Joe taking shots down the field.
And I think that's the one that he would hang his hat on.
What they tried to do with Joe, what they did with P.J. Walker, what they did with DTR, and what they did with Deshaun.
Because the setup between how they started the season with Deshaun and then how they closed it with the final five games with Joe, was night and day. And so maybe he just thinks he can do that based off of that. And maybe he's getting a little too cocky about it all based off of that as well. But there's clearly a part of Stefanski that believes that that's a strength of his and not necessarily a weakness like it'd be for most other coaches.
So what was most interesting to me was the in-season development piece for the rookies. Was there something that stood out to you with?
Just the idea that he touched on Denzel Ward and talked about how he's progressing nicely from his shoulder injury. I felt like we hadn't had a Denzel Ward update in a little bit. He'd been practicing the last 2 days, but we really had very uncertain as to what his status was going to be and how it was looking even for week one. And week one is going to matter in a big time way. The cornerbacks in general, after the MJ Emerson injury, is always going to be huge. But week one against Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, like, you have to have Denzel Ward in the field. And we've just kind of been absent of updates.
Well, you have to have Denzel, and it still might not be enough.
No, I know. You might end up failing even with Denzel, but at least if you have Denzel, you can, I mean, you focus enough on Jamar Chase and you have a chance. Without Denzel and then without MJ Emerson, obviously, who's gone for, you know, the season, like, you really don't have a chance against those Bengals wide receivers.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's interesting is because Joe is such a great reader of the field.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Field, but you can delay with good. I think there's to beat Joe, if you can get four men home consistently, meaning get a pass rush with only four guys or three guys, depending.
Oh, you had me so confused for a second because you're talking about Burrow, and I'm like, wait, did you switch over to talking about Flacco? Because Joe.
But like every great quarterback in the NFL, if you can get four guys, pressure with four guys, mm-hmm. you have a chance to beat elite quarterbacks in the NFL. But with Joe specifically, because he is such a wizard in how he is able to process the field, and he's just such a brilliant quarterback.
Except for when he's running backwards in that preseason game, am I right, guys?
Well, but I think this is where the Denzel thing is the equalizer, because now all of a sudden you've got a faster pace because the D-line's coming at you, but every second that Denzel, or every millisecond that Denzel Ward can take T. Higgins or Jamar Chase away, mm-hmm. is just gives you that extra millisecond towards beating Joe Burrow.
And we've seen, like, the reason why Joe Burrow struggles against the Browns, in recent memory, it's been a lot of Myles Garrett. Why one of the more famous Myles Garrett plays is him doing that little basketball move as he lines up over the center and then just goes after Joe in a game where Joe threw for less than 100 total yards.
Now, they're all important, all right? So when we start to talk about what games are most important, the truth is, while they're all important this year, at some point, the outcomes of the game will become less important as the season goes on if you don't really take care of business early in the season, and that's where Denzel comes in because, yeah, I mean, the first six games might mean more than the rest of the 11 games, you know, combined, mm-hmm. if you can't get out there and go 2-4 or 3-3.
Well, especially since with Denzel, you're just already signed up to the idea that he's going to miss a few games a year anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's who he is. That's what we've seen with him. And so it's nice. It was good news to hear the update. I liked hearing that from Stefanski, and that's a good sign for Denzel.
216-474-0092. What did you guys hear from Kevin Stefanski? I do like when there's a lot of waiver claim conversations there.
That doesn't do anything for you?
My first thought was, who's writing a column on that?
I bet a lot of people, not us, thankfully.
I mean, listen, I get to
If you made me write a Cole Strange article, I think I might just walk out.
I get to take a mini victory lap on Cole Strange because yesterday after he got waived, I said, well, I think he was playing in the wrong system in New England the last couple of years. Well, actually, last year would have been the right year because Van Pelt was there, but he only played, I think it was three games because of injury. Coming out.
You sound like you want to do an article.
I'm going to do a whole expose right here.
You want to do one.
Coming out, like the zone run offense is like the one that everybody thought that he would actually fit in, and that's not what he played in the first 2 years in New England. He played in the New England style of offensive line, which is just a little different than what the Browns like to do with the zone run.
Number 69 in New England. Nice. Always love that when you get those guys. Malachi Corley, any hot thoughts on him?
The Browns really like.
I think his nickname for himself. I'm assuming it was for himself. Called himself the Yak Leader.
He had like
how cocky do you got to be if your nickname is the Yak Leader?
Didn't he have like 9 catches?
No, he had a lot of production.
When?
At Western Kentucky. Not in college. Not with the Jets. He did nothing with the Jets.
That's,
you don't get the Yak Leader nickname while in the NFL. You get that clearly well before it.
Don't you go away from that if you're not yakking and you're not doing anything?
I think he was it Yak Leader or Yak King, I think was his nickname.
Sorry, it was 9 games, 6 targets, 3 receptions.
Yeah, no, he was awful in the NFL. No one's debating that. But that's not why I'm assuming the nickname didn't come once he got to the NFL.
I think you have to retire it if in, you know, going on year 3, you've got 3 catches.
We got a lot of guys with nicknames, don't we?
Some might say too many nicknames.
Wait, with the Sanders, the running back we just ended up getting, he has a nickname.
Thankfully, Snoop Huntley's gone because he's got a dumb nickname.
You can call him Snoop, though. We got there.
Did we?
I knew you would eventually. He had to leave in order for you to go ahead and get there.
I was being ironical. 216-474-0092.
I think it's Yak King, by the way. That's the clarification.
Oh, that's totally
better. He's the Yak King, not Yak. He's Yak King.
Yeah, that's totally more true.
What a gooper.
Yeah. Are the 2025 Browns setting themselves up to be the 2025 Guardians? We'll explain that, maybe, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.